Dr. Fauci says, I am science. Good morning, Boston. Okay, my friends, you want to talk about the ultimate in self-absorbed narcissism. He's starting to really become unhinged. He can't handle all of the criticisms that are now being leveled at him. His role is obviously being exposed. I do it in my latest column, which you can go and read at WRKO.com/Kuhner, K-U-H, N as in Nancy, E-R. Click on Kuhner's columns. There it is. Did China launch World War III? Where I discuss the role played by Chicken Little in funding the lab in Wuhan, where they created the coronavirus, and then the Chinese Communist Party leaked it, whether it's accidental or intentional, it's almost irrelevant. They weaponized it and then unleashed it upon the United States, the West, and the world. And Fauci played a central role in having this biological attack unleashed onto the United States and to the world. There is no getting around it now. He funded it. He provided them much of the know-how, the knowledge, the technology. He is not just knee-deep, even neck-deep. He is up to his eyeballs in being complicit in what happened at that lab in Wuhan. He is now, without question, the greatest mass killer of the 21st century. And as now, like a rotten onion, we just peel one layer after another. And every time we are shocked at the depths of Fauci's depravity, now, as it is being slowly exposed, he's panicking. And he's now running to the liberal media. MSNBC, CNN, NPR, they're the only ones left now, desperately trying to prop up his credibility, which is now in tatters. So listen to him. He can't deny many things. Did he lie about the mask mandates? Yes. When he said nobody should wear a mask, he said he was lying. Then he said everyone should wear a mask. Then he said everyone should be wearing multiple masks. Then he said lockdowns would work. Lockdowns didn't work. Every step of the way, he has shown to be an absolute liar and a fraud. We find out now he trashed hydroxychloroquine. All the studies now show HCQ with a Z-pack, immensely effective against the coronavirus. Fauci lied again. He says he never heard of the lab in Wuhan. Then he says he did hear of the lab in Wuhan. He says he never funded the lab in Wuhan. Now it turns out he did fund the lab in Wuhan. First, he said that he was naturally transmitted. Now he says he's open to the possibility that the coronavirus was created at that lab in Wuhan. So the more we find out, the more we realize he is a pathological, incorrigible liar. Frankly, to me, almost like a mad scientist, a sociopath, a psychopath, whatever you want to call him. And so as he is being now exposed for the charlatan, the traitor, and the murderer that he is, the mad scientist that he is, listen now to this scoundrel's last line of defense. Roll cut one, Christian.
A lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. Because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. You have to be asleep not to see that. That is what's going on. Science and the truth are being attacked.
Okay. The only thing, he may have one more argument left. I'm Jesus. You attack me, you attack Jesus. You're attacking Jesus. I am Jesus. No, he's science. So someone better tell Bill Nye, the science guy, Bill Nye is no longer the science guy. Fauci is the science guy. I am science. I mean, you want to talk about elitist arrogance, megalomania. Ay, ay, ay. He's coming across now as a comic book villain, a Hollywood, almost like a James Bond villain. I am science 007. What a loser. Oh my God, what a loser. No, I think what he finds the inconvenient truth is that he funded the lab in Wuhan. And it was that lab that created the coronavirus. And I think that's what he now is, you know, that's what now he's panicking about. That's what he finds an inconvenient truth. Now, another bombshell story. They just keep piling up. He is sinking like a stone. Oxford University, one of the most prestigious universities, not just in Great Britain, but in the entire world, has now come out with an extensive, documented, comprehensive study, peer-reviewed, as they put it. Guess what? There were no bats or pangolins in Wuhan. None of them were sold at the Wuhan market. None of them were even in Wuhan at the time. There wasn't one pangolin or one bat. So, effectively, what that means is it could not have been transmitted naturally from a bat or a pangolin to a human, as Fauci, the Democrats, the media, and the big one, Beijing, the Chinese Communist Party, insisted from day one. So Fauci's theory that he has held to from the beginning, that this never came out of a lab in Wuhan, that this was not an engineered or man-made virus, but was just naturally transmitted, is now finished. It has been thoroughly debunked and completely discredited. In fact, if you want to get even deeper into it, the alleged bat that they claim transmitted the disease is called a horseshoe bat. The horseshoe bat it lives in a habitat over 1,000 miles away from Wuhan. It cannot survive in the climate of Wuhan. No one's ever seen it in Wuhan. It doesn't exist in Wuhan. It's too far away from Wuhan. Now, they didn't sell it at any Chinese wet market. They weren't spotted at any Chinese wet market. They never had it. They never had it. Now, so knowing this, and I want to cite one more very, very important piece of evidence. It's mentioned in my column. Again, I urge all of you to please read it because it is a dagger. It exposes Fauci. It exposes his connections to the Chinese Communist Party, to the regime, and what China did, which was launch a biological war against the United States. That's what they did, us and the West. And they succeeded in that attack. And the only way now that we can ever come to the truth is if we start now to destroy this infrastructure of censorship that has been imposed by big tech, by Facebook, by Twitter, by the media, by the Democrats, and by Chicken Little, which have tried to present the Wuhan lab leak as somehow a deranged conspiracy theory, when it is now literally almost the consensus among intelligence community people and now increasingly by most scientists around the world. And this is the point. In a recent piece in the Wall Street Journal, just a couple days ago, two top leading research scientists, one of the most respected in the entire business, wrote a devastating op-ed. One is Quay, Quay, and the other one is Mueller. Those are their last names. They're American scientific researchers, highly respected, top of their field. In every engineered coronavirus, as part of a bioweapons program, a biological warfare program, There is a sequence, a combination that has to be present. It's called the CGG sequence. That's what's inserted into a virus to make it a super virus, a juiced up virus, an engineered virus to make it more contagious, more lethal, more dangerous. The COVID-19 has the CGG sequence, what they call double CGG. So the double CGG sequence is there in the coronavirus. In any natural virus, the CGG double sequence does not exist. It is never present. So the chances that the COVID-19 was somehow a product of natural transmission, as these two researchers point out, is statistically practically impossible. All of the preponderance of the evidence, the mountain of evidence, shows that COVID-19 was engineered, man-made from that lab in Wuhan. And all of this was shown to Fauci. He knew about it from January of last year. His top people told him so. And now this SOB, forgive me, this traitor is now desperately trying to cover up his tracks because he is directly responsible and implicated in creating a virus that has killed over 3.7 million people around the world, over 600,000 Americans. Fauci lied. Millions died. .618 on the great WRKO, Jeff Kuhner, Boston's bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, let me ask you, it is the Kuhner Country poll question of the day, sponsored by Kelly Financial Services. How would you describe Chicken Little? How would you describe Fauci? A, the clarion voice of science. As he puts it, I am science. Or B, a psychopathic megalomaniac. What do you think? Mr. Science or a psychopathic megalomaniac? A or B? Please, I want to hear from you. You can vote on our page, our webpage, wrko.com/Kuhner, K-U-H-N as in Nancy, E-R. Or, yes, we're on Gab. Please follow me there. We're on Parler. We're still on Twitter for now, at the same handle, at the Kuhner Report, K-U-H-N as in Nancy, E-R. You know where I stand. This be all the way, baby. In fact, the more he talks, the more he's making a fool of himself, and the mask is coming off. He is a megalomaniac, a narcissistic, mad scientist, almost a bad Hollywood version of one. Listen to him. I want to play it one more time. Unbelievable what's now coming out of his mouth. Roll cut one, Christian.
A lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. Because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. You have to be asleep not to see that. That is what's going on. Science and the truth are being attacked.
Science and the truth. You attack me, you attack science. Now, You know what? I'm going to one-up him. What the hell? To all the libs out there, you attack Jeff Cooner, you attack God. You attack the truth. I am talk radio. You attack me. You attack democracy itself. Whoa. Hey, he's got to go. The desperation, he's reeking of it now. You can see that. Because it's now, as I said, one study after another, after another, after another. But it's now his role is getting exposed. And now, I mean, he's squirming. He's squirming like a pig. So, and now they're trying to rebuild him. He's got a few outlets left. They're going to continue the propaganda campaign, but it's no longer working. Listen now to Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn saying there are more emails that have now come out, and it's now showing, guess who he kept emailing all the time? The oligarch of big tech himself, Mark Zuckerberg, and together, Fauci and Zuckerberg were trying to create a narrative and a template to be imposed on social media. Roll cut to Christian.
Here are some facts that I want you to know. First of all, yes, Dr. Fauci was emailing with Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, trying to create that narrative, cherry-picking information so that you would only know what they wanted to know, you to know, and there would be a narrative that would fit with this cherry-picked information.
Now, what they were trying to create was several narratives. One, anyone who dared to say that the coronavirus originated and was leaked from the lab in Wuhan was suppressed and censored. So Mr. Science and the Truth was calling for the truth and the science to be deliberately suppressed, canceled, censored, whatever you want to call it. That's number one. Number two, they were talking about the need for mask mandates and the propaganda on behalf of mask mandates and the need for lockdowns that destroyed our economy and suspended our civil liberties. And the need for these lockdowns, even though we now know the lockdowns did not work. All they did was destroy millions of jobs, shutter thousands of businesses, close down schools, and essentially nuke our economy. By the way, China, as I point out in my column, emerged from the rubble stronger and better than ever. They have now eclipsed us militarily, geopolitically, and of course, economically. So, who won this biological war? China won this biological war. And so this is, you know, but that's okay because Zuckerberg is very close to the Chinese communist regime. So, and he's on very good terms with Xi Jinping. His entire lifeblood and financial blood is based on his connections with Xi Jinping and communist China. So they work together to create a false narrative. Now, this is all being exposed in these emails. So look at that fraud, Chuck Todd on Meet the Mess. This is on MSNBC. He has Fauci on. And instead of, I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. Instead of just exposing him for the consistent lies, the fraud, the funding, his deep role, how implicated he is in the funding of that lab in Wuhan, you've got Chuck Todd trying to build Fauci up. Listen to this. Roll cut 2A, Christian.
How do you debunk something like that? She's got it in her own head. Again, a United States senator that represents the state of Tennessee. What do you say to that?
You know, Chuck, I don't have a clue of what she just said. I don't have a clue of what she's talking
Neither
about.
Neither did we.
I mean, so, yeah. I mean, welcome to the club. I have no idea what she's talking about.
No, you do know. She was very clear. She was crystal clear. We just played Blackburn's cut right in front of it, right before it. I knew perfectly well what she was saying. I think all of you did. No, you're playing dumb, and Chuck Todd is playing dumb. A lot more to come. Don't touch that dial. .631 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, listen now to this. So, Chicken Little is now on with Chuck E. Todd, and now they're desperate because it's all starting to come undone. So, as he's been exposed, so what's he doing emailing Mark Zuckerberg? He is supposed to be the head of infectious diseases in the United States. That's not, you know, Zuckerberg is not a scientist. Zuckerberg is not a medical professional. What does Zuckerberg have to do? And by the way, these are emails sent at the height of the pandemic. So you have millions and millions of Americans being infected by the coronavirus. He's coming out and saying millions are going to die. Tens of millions are going to die around the world, that this is a once in a century pathogen, that we have to start locking everything down, shut down the economy, suspend the Constitution, send kids to school, close everything down, literally everything, just shut everything down, shut the country down. The situation is that dire, but he's emailing Zuckerberg. And they're coordinating back and forth on messaging and what should be censored and what should not be censored, what should be considered acceptable, what should not be considered acceptable. So Martha Blackburn, having looked at these emails, these are smoking gun emails. She's like, what's going on here? You guys were colluding about this from the get-go. So they're like yucking it up and laughing and trying to dismiss Blackburn, but they're not dismissing the substance of what she said. So they're all like, I have no idea what she's saying. I have no idea what she's talking about. It seems pretty clear to everyone else what they're talking about. Well, listen now to this. Roll cut to B, Christian.
I don't want to be pejorative against a United States senator, but I have no idea what she's talking about. And you know, Chuck, if you go through each and every one of the points, which are so ridiculous as you know, just painfully ridiculous. But nonetheless, if you go through each and every one of them, you can explain and debunk it immediately. I mean, every single one.
Okay. Now, by the way, when Fauci was going on about I am science, if you attack me, you are attacking, quote unquote, science and the truth. Chucky is just going up. He's nodding his head up and down. Yep. Yep, dear leader. Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The only thing he didn't do was go on his hands and knees and start praying. Bow it. That's the only thing. Bowing at the altar of Fauci. But there he is, nodding up and down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You are science. Oh, yeah. You are the truth. Okay. So they're all, he's nodding. Oh, yeah. It can easily be debunked. So debunk it. Oh, this is so outrageous, Chuck. I mean, a child could debunk this. Okay, go ahead. I mean, you know, you had 10 minutes on the segment. So start with any of her points. I don't care. Start from the beginning, start from the back, start from the middle. Debunk her points. You didn't debunk one because you can't. Now, listen to this, because the emails where he's going on about how masks don't work and there's no point in wearing these cloth masks that you can get at a drugstore or a grocery store or whatever. The masks that he then told us several months later were like an armor plate and the magic silver bullet to stopping the coronavirus. In fact, everyone, he mandated it for everyone. In fact, it was became double masks, three masks, four masks. So listen now to Chicken Little. Chicken Little is trying to argue his way out of this. Roll cut three, Christian.
It wasn't only me. I'm picked out as the villain. It was the Surgeon General of the United States, and the entire right. CDC was saying the same thing. So as we went from January, February, March, April, it became clear that those three things, A, there was no shortage and you could wear a cloth mask. B, the data showed that, in fact, outside of the hospital setting, masks do work. And third, to our painful awareness, we became clear that 50% or more of the transmissions were with people who had no symptoms. So that's when we said, we've got to get people to wear masks. That's what's called, Chuck, the scientific process.
Okay, here's the problem. Here's his problem. He can try, first of all, the Surgeon General and the CDC were just following his line. So he's citing other sources who are just citing him, but he's trying to cite him as independent sources. So it's like, well, even the Surgeon General, Chuck, even the CDC, yeah, they were following you. So don't cite them because they were just repeating what you were saying. But here's the more important point. In the studies that Fauci mentions in these private emails, and nothing has changed, the point is that the virus is too small for any cloth mask to prevent the droplets from going through because it's an airborne disease, an airborne virus. So they're not big enough for the masks to filter and catch them. That's why these cloth masks are ineffective and were useless in preventing the spread of the coronavirus. Now, what changed? Mr. Science, well, there was new data. What new data showed that the virus got bigger? There's no data. The virus didn't get bigger. The droplets didn't get bigger. They stayed the same size. Nothing changed. That's why the masks were ineffective. They were ineffective when he said they were ineffective. They were ineffective when he said they were effective. Why? Because the virus didn't change. It's still the same size. It's too small. Those droplets are too small for any cloth mask to prevent from them entering your mouth or your nose or your eyes or your ears or whatever. And that's how you contract the coronavirus. So he was lying again with Chuck Todd. So this begs the question, why did he lie? Why did he consistently lie? Why did he urge mask mandates when he knew they wouldn't work? Why did he urge the lockdowns when he knew they wouldn't work? Why did he urge and claim that the virus was transmitted naturally when he knew, because he funded it, that it was created in that lab in Wuhan? Why? That's the question. Why? And I believe the answer is obvious. He wanted to bring down President Donald Trump at all costs. He wanted to make America submissive. And the mask was the sign of ultimate control that sowed panic, fear, hysteria. That set up the lockdowns, which cratered and nuked the economy. And it ultimately set up the unsolicited mail-in balloting, the universal mail-in balloting that enabled them to cheat and steal the election. And the mega reason, cover up communist China's crime. Cover up that it was a biological war, a biological attack unleashed by China from that lab in Wuhan upon America and the West. You have a man that we now know for at least 15 years was directly collaborating with Xi Zhengli, that's known as the infamous Batwoman, who oversaw the biological weapons warfare project at the lab in Wuhan. She was engaging in bio warfare for 15 years, both here in the United States and in communist China, at that lab in Wuhan. And Fauci had been working with her funding her to the tune of millions. In fact, now we know over $123 million. And he passed on the knowledge and the know-how. He also even gave them remdesivir, free samples on a silver platter for them to reverse engineer so China could create their own cocktail to combat and treat the coronavirus. Free. Free. He needs to go in front of a presidential commission and testify under oath about his role in funding and supporting the lab in Wuhan and lying to the American people consistently, and the big one, in acting on behalf of communist China, because his actions were that of a traitor, were that of a fifth columnist, were that of a puppet of Beijing. And he goes to Chuck Todd, why are so many people asking that I go to jail? Chuck, these are people that just don't understand the science, Chuck. Chuck, they're attacking science. Chuck, they're attacking the truth. Chucky, they're attacking democracy itself when they go after me. No, we're going after a scumbag researcher and bureaucrat who used the coronavirus to be a central player in a coup to bring down a sitting president of the United States. There's a word for that. It's called traitor.